it was really pretty straightforward this morning. And I thought you did a good job all the way through. I mean, you were on top of it, you were scanning.
Should have kept that one Horizon poker jet, just to keep him on the right.
Why did you switch him?
Well, looking at something, it didn't seem like I could get someone else out, but and part of it to provide a good service, but then...
Yeah. Well, I guess that's one reason the 2-8's kind of... Well, 2-8's kind of nice sometimes, because when we're on 10, all the departures seem like they're going off the left, so you really want your rivals on the right. When you're landing 2-8, you can get departures off almost both at any time, so you always got a hole.
Yeah.
So, but don't feel bad about keeping Horizon on the right, boy, because it sure doesn't hurt them to taxing it. They're so used to having a number one service.
Yeah, plus when they're departing, every one of them they're right by the gate. Even one or two of them, I said, I'll advise if the left becomes available. They said, we'd like the left if it becomes available.
I know, they still ask. And Viking is the same way.
Yeah.
So, there's sure nothing wrong with keeping them on the right, though. Traffic Watch 8, we discussed.
So radio service terminated, call me inbound, or?
If you want to say radio service terminated, frequency change approved, report back inbound. Or, I think of something a little more like that's better than just saying radio service terminated, because he's kind of...
Okay.
And you could just say radio service terminated, report back inbound, and then he'll either come back and say, oh, I'm departing the area, not back to Hillsboro. Or I'll call you back inbound, so that gives you an idea.
Okay.
But, along with that, let TC do more of the work for you.
Okay.
You know, just tell her what you wanted to do. I was thinking of a couple instances where you could have used her more than you did.
Okay. I was thinking of for my rundowns. You know, that would have been a help, but... On the other hand,
I get on tape, heck of a job.
Oh, thank you very much. Did you hear that?
The problem with doing rundowns is that it's kind of over in your face.
Yeah, yeah. So
the D light's kind of pretty far over to the left there, but you can ever do it if you want.
I'm just working at doing as much of these other things as I possibly can, because there'll be times when I won't have a TC, and just challenging myself. What were some of the things that I should have used her for that I didn't?
Depending on who your TC is, if certain people sit down there, they have a tendency to do everything for it, and sometimes that is really pretty nice. If you just all you have to do is stand up and look out the window and look at the bright and talk. No other coordination or arts functions or anything. That's
ideal.
Really is nice. It really helps the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, but. Right now, like you say, maybe it is better for you to do some of that stuff.
I don't think there was, I mean, I had just a couple that I switched to the left, you know, maybe three or so that I switched to the left, probably two or three. So there was that. I didn't have any arts entries. I had a traffic watch to slew out to. For the most part, I mean, I think I was able to keep up with that stuff.
With the arts.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really nothing much to do.
But there could be.
Yeah.
If there's VFRs departing.
Yeah, I told her to do my VFR guys.
Oh, yeah.
And write down my VFRs. It's one thing I gotta kick myself to do.
Yeah.
Now, are we still required to write, like, the empires that come in and do the gates VFR? Don't they? We are?
Any VFR.
No, isn't that... Aren't they when they... But what if they've... Well, I guess we have no way of knowing if they've come to IFR and then canceled VFR.
Well, yeah, because they have a strip on it downstairs,
yeah.
So I don't... Actually, I'm like you, I don't really know what the point is of that, because we do have a record of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when the order came across or whatever, it was a memorandum, it said to write down all VFR arrivals.
Okay.
So if they're a VFR arrival, you're supposed to write it down. When Horizon 138 didn't answer you there?
Go back to ground.
Yeah.
Or just we wanted something else.
I mean, you tried him a couple times. You say Horizon 138, pull him out of here. They don't get the hint. If he's But if you can't get him, just go on and do something else that you can do. United was calling ready to go.
Yeah.
So shoot, just let United go. Horizon, yeah. You can't do nothing with him, so just have him hold there. So just go on to the next.
Yeah.
Next thing, and do tell ground. He might be still on ground frequency, which is usually not too likely because...
At that point,
no, he's out there, and he's probably sitting there, and if he's not hearing anything from the tower, you know, he's probably looking at his radio about that.
Yeah, I think I was a little bit rigid in my planning of that because I wanted had a plan to get him out at that point, and should have been more flexible. And
but you know, everything else I saw, your separation was really good this morning. I mean, you really tightened him up. Maybe a couple times, almost a little bit too tight. Because, I don't know, a couple times you had like one just barely at departure and a jet at departure and you cleared another jet for takeoff. And it worked out great.
Oh, one guy at the right and then, both guys at the left.
Both guys at the left. And it worked out good, but I think it worked out because this guy was real slow on starting his departure roll. You know, usually you got to get him just a little bit off the departure end before you clear the next guy. And watch out for the 737 400s,
okay.
Like 300s.
Okay.
Because they'll really climb, and they can go fast, too.
Okay.
So, well, you know, just take into consideration the type of aircraft. So it takes a 727 a little while to get wound up with a 737 and really go. But, it was really good. Good departure separation.
Thanks.
I was impressed. And you saw a little bit about the 260 heading. I listened to the readbacks for...
Yeah.
Because I know he's at 230. But you can wrap him around to 130 or 160 to avoid the MVA, and that works great because otherwise you got 260. There was that one time you had two South Plan aircraft and one... Westbound or River Metro. I actually didn't think you were going to have 3 miles between the two first South Plan airplanes, but you did. That was perfect.
The one that I kept on my heading for me?
Yeah. And that was good. It was real good planning to keep that one caravan on runway heading when you had the other one going 260 to ensure that you had, you had the one going 240. Or something, then you had the Metro going 260.
Yeah.
But you kept the Metro on this runway heading. It was really good planning. So,
I'm less and less impacted, for lack of a better word, by these, for some reason, with all these. I think the bulk of my planning seems to evolve around these little guys, when I can turn them, fitting them in with all my other guys, for some reason. I mean, and that is, you know, those guys having a very effective part in the whole fan of all our departures. And I think they're affecting me less than they did in the past. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, because there was a time where, I mean, that sequence was good too. But there was a time when, and it may happen again, who knows, where I've got the little West Coast in here and all these guys off the right and left, where am I actually going to fit these guys in? And they're all calling the ready way early. And
well, the sequence can't be too bad when you can feed from Charlie and from Bravo and from Alpha. You know, the sequence can't be too bad. I mean, all
you
he did...
You got something you can do.
Yeah. All he did is send them all out. I mean, you got all the West Coast in the row over on Charlie, you got the Jets in the row on Bravo, and you got various things over here. So you can pick and choose. You know, I mean, as a ground control, you can just send them all out there, and then when they get there, then you can start arranging the strips. You know, the way you want, almost.
Yeah.
And that's that. It works great.
Because you don't have to sequence them at some other point in their taxi route.
Yeah.
You know, they're essentially on their own taxiway up to the approaching, so.
So that was about all.
Did
that I, you know, that I had. I mean, I was paying pretty close attention there, and I didn't really see much of a problem.
Any
significant problems.
Do you?
Talk about.
I'm glad I did.
Don't insist on always saying 700. If you say,
Some point after he is leaving 700, just wait till he is leaving 700, you mean?
Sometimes you can do that. Yeah. There was a couple times you didn't need to say it when you did.
He was out,
Well, I mean,
he waited just a bit.
If he's out 500 climbing, just go ahead and say turn left heading 160. Turn left heading 260 for a metro. I mean, if you leave him on runway heading for a little bit, mm-hmm. they're going to be at the altitude you need, so. But that's no big deal. And I was watching Jet Speed come in. You got Delta out in front of Jet Speed. Mm-hmm. Seemed like you were a little tense with that, but really pay attention to the speeds when they're coming in. He was doing 120 outside of Laker there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So
that worked out great.
Yeah. I mean, there was lots of room, lots of time. Mm-hmm. He wasn't flying as a normal.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, he's usually, mm-hmm. or is it Exec Jet? One of those guys is usually really fast.
Jet Speed is, I know, fast on the departure, it seems.
Yeah.
I think. It seems like that was the one. But yeah, M-Flight when they fly the later jet. And I think I might have said for Delta Manager to no delay or something like that.
Yeah,
and he was actually floating it, but the Jet Speed wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a lot of time.
Yeah.
When the twins get airborne, you got a jet falling. When the twins going to go southwestbound? If you got 6,000 feet and the twins climbing out of 400 or 500, you can start your transmission then to the jet.
Okay.
Twin Cessna heads will be turning southwestbound momentarily. Runway 28 left over takeoff. This is in sight.
Just to be sure he gets his turn in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The caravan's coming across. If you want to get.
Yeah. What do you say? Because I've heard different phraseology, and I feel like I was stumbling over that. I think I said it a couple different ways.
A mile west or something. I just say. You know, on a day like this, it's so easy to see him. I would just say the caravan ahead is southwestbound, runway 28 left, clear takeoff. And a lot of times they'll say in sight. If they don't say in sight, they'll say, I would assume they have him in sight because they won't go
mm-hmm.
unless they see him. I mean, that's important to them to see the traffic. But it's safe. It's a safe operation because one thing you could do is turn the caravan to 240.
Mm-hmm.
To get him across, and then just before you ship him, send him back to 250 heading or something like that.
Hmm.
Because the track's what's important. But 250 was working out fine today. 15 degrees in a mile is what you need, so. Or less using visual.
Yeah, in fact, it was the West Coast that was the Horizon who said they could do the visual with the twin Cessna head, or was it vice versa, one of the two?
Yeah.
And at that point, I said, don't need it now.
We got it. Somebody in there?
I think Laura went in there.
Line for you.
The same.